This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. A joint session of the U.S. Congress certified President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College victory early this morning, several hours after supporters of President Donald Trump stormed the U.S. Capitol in an attempt to overturn Biden's win. Biden topped the 270 electoral vote threshold to become president, and Kamala Harris, vice president. President Trump issued a statement that he disagrees with the outcome of the election and the facts bear him out, but there will be an orderly transition of power on January 20th when Biden and Harris are sworn into office. The president did not say if he will attend the inauguration. On Wednesday, Trump stirred up his supporters at a rally near the White House before his followers rushed the Capitol, many vandalizing the building. Amid the chaos, a California woman was shot and killed inside the Capitol. The circumstances of the incident are under investigation. Three other people died in an apparent medical emergency. Several police were injured in the clashes, and dozens of arrests were made. President-elect Joe Biden condemned the protesters' storming of the Capitol, calling their action an assault on the most sacred of American undertakings, the doing of the people's business. Facebook and Twitter reportedly suspended President Trump from their platforms after his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol. Twitter locked Trump out of his account for 12 hours and said the future violations, including repeating falsehoods about the integrity of the presidential election by Trump, could result in permanent suspension of his account. Facebook and Instagram, which Facebook owns, followed up in the evening, announcing that Trump wouldn't be able to post for 24 hours following two violations of its policies. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Washington is considering sanctions and other restrictions on those involved in the arrest of over 50 people in Hong Kong and warned it could target the territory's economic and trade offices in the United States. Pompeo also said he was appalled by the arrest of an American citizen as part of a Wednesday crackdown and added the United States will not tolerate the arbitrary detention or harassment of U.S. citizens. Hong Kong police arrested 53 people in dawn raids on democracy activists on Wednesday in the biggest crackdown since China last year imposed a security law, which opponents say is aimed at quashing dissent in the former British colony. The European Union's Executive Commission has given the green light to Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine, providing the 27-nation bloc with a second shot to use in a desperate battle to tame the virus that's rampaging across the continent. The decision came against a backdrop of high infection rates in many EU countries and strong criticism of the slow pace of vaccinations across the region of some 450 million people. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson told his parliament that the government had no choice but to return to a national lockdown, as health officials estimate that one in every 50 people in the nation have had COVID-19 in the last week. Johnson said the plan is for the lockdown to last until the end of March, but with a mid-February review. He said the lockdown is an effort to slow the spread of the virus while the country is accelerating its vaccination platform. Under this latest lockdown, schools, outdoor sports facilities, bars, restaurants, hair salons, gyms, even theaters, and most shops will be closed. Australia is moving up the start of its coronavirus vaccination program to mid-February with plans to inoculate 15% of the population by late March. The government had argued there was no reason for an emergency rollout that cut short usual regulatory processes, as has occurred in the United States and elsewhere, because local transmission rates in Australia are much lower. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said Thursday he expects the Pfizer vaccine will be delivered 2 weeks after the Australian regulator approves it in late January. Peru is expecting to receive the first batch of coronavirus vaccines this month to launch its long-awaited immunization program. President Francisco Sagasti announced the government purchased 38 million doses from Sinopharm Laboratory of China, with the first 1 million doses arriving this month. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.